We're not long into the campaign season, and already, I tell you, the political gaffes are flowing thick and fast. And no wonder, because there's no trail more perilous for a politician than a campaign trail. That's why our pollies should really be employing the help of government coach, aka Sammy J. He's one of our favourite comedians, a friend of RN Drive, a friend of the program, and he's here to talk tactics. Sammy J, welcome to RN Drive.
PK, as I live and breathe, thank you for having me.
Now, your series, Countdown to Glory, is going to be airing, for the last 2 weeks of the campaign at 6pm on the ABC. From what you've seen so far, does glory really feel like where we're heading at the end of this campaign? Would glory really be an appropriate word for this campaign?
Look, to the players, absolutely. I mean, this series, it'll be following the government coach, and so he certainly believes that they can win this. The players believe they can win this. So no one's countenancing a loss. And I challenge you to find one member of the government who would acknowledge that they might be up for a loss. We can still turn this around.
You should see my text messages. A big part of any election campaign is the street walk. It's important, but unpredictable territory, right?
I think street walks operate on the correct assumption that people are generally nicer in real life than on the internet, you know? And so I think it's true. Like, it's so easy to criticise and slam on Twitter, but on a street,
can you
generally
imagine
speaking,
a street walk on Twitter?
Oh my gosh, you wouldn't survive.
You!
Inferno, like Mad Max. But you watch them. I'm always alarmed at how happy people are to meet the Prime Minister. And you sort of are, because it's still a bit of a thrill. It's like, it's still a famous face. And I think they just operate on the assumption that 95% of the footage will be happy, smiling faces. Now and then someone's going to go the biff, but it's few and far between.
Now, Scott Morrison made a mistake of thinking, it seemed, that maybe all Asian people speak Mandarin. That looked at face value like that was the mistake he was making.
That's a conclusion you could draw.
He greeted a woman by saying, "Ni hao." How did she respond?
I believe their exact words were, "No, no, no, I'm Korean."
She clarified the situation.
She clarified. He didn't stay to engage. I think he just sort of cracked straight on. You know, my mother always told me, if you don't have anything ethnically appropriate to say to someone, don't say anything at all. So I think maybe he should stick to his own primary language, or even just a wave and a smile in future.
Has anyone ever come up to you and started sort of speaking in an Irish accent?
I do notice that Alex Lee, a wonderful comedian, had written that she was going to start saying hello to all white people with Guten Tag, just to teach them a lesson.
Oh, very funny. All right. The PM clearly might stick to G'day from now on, though, right?
I think
G'day's safe.
Or go Sharkies.
Go Sharkies. Not in Victoria, though, which is, he's got problems in Victoria. Not a good idea in Victoria. Now, Piers Ackerman, he's a veteran News Corp columnist, hit the campaign trail with Tony Abbott. What did you make of this?
Well, I mean, the question...
Because he was wearing a T-shirt.
Yeah, he was wearing a... He was fully, effectively, on the campaign hustings with him. But your question implies there's something wrong with this, Patricia. I mean,
Open question.
Open question, really? I mean, look, he's just being honest. He's putting his... I think we should all do the same thing. I think we should all just get out there. He said he was there as a private citizen. You know, what do you do in your private time, Patricia?
I wear George Michael T-shirts.
Okay. But you can't, sadly, vote for George Michael
this
election.
Well, I would, though, if I could, wouldn't I?
But you can't.
I'd have to resign.
You're avoiding the question, Patricia. So who will you be voting for? Tell us now.
I'm actually undecided.
Okay.
Yeah.
You should see my text messages.
You undecided?
No, I think I am undecided. But equally, working for the ABC, we have the burden, nay, honour, of being publicly impartial. And so for all the accusations of bias that gets tossed at this place, you could argue that that's actually a higher standard. Or you could argue, as Piers would no doubt, he's being open. Yes, he may be horrifically biased in his writing, but at least we know where he stands.
There's no confusion about it. All right. It's a cliche, but a sacred cliche. Politicians eating stuff, right? I mean, they have to eat. Everyone has to eat. I don't know why they have to eat publicly, personally, but they do.
Busy day.
Yeah, big day. It is actually a big day. They're on the campaign trail for many hours. I don't know how they do it, in all seriousness. But we can now proudly say that there are two, and we... You know, check this, two Australian politicians that have taken a bite out of a raw onion. Here's Matt Canavan.
Well, I've never done this before, but I have always been interested what it tastes like. So let's see. Yeah, you know, it's not as bad as I thought. Maybe it can take off.
I want to point, I don't think you should say necessarily that the two onion bites are on an equal level. That was obviously, and by his own admission, a tribute bite to Tony Abbott's original. I think this is the problem. I think when it's born, this whole range of tribute onion bitings, it's like when people do the Macarena ironically on a disco, you're still ultimately doing the Macarena. So he's still eating a raw onion and has to take responsibility for that, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it is a tribute bite, though. You're right. That's a good way to describe it. I mean, clearly Tony Abbott's still the pioneer.
He's the pioneer of the raw onion bite, and everything that comes afterwards is a postmodern ironic onion bite.
And as he told Andrew Bolt, you know, you find raw onion in Greek salads. What's mm-hmm. wrong with it? And it's true. I mean, I'm Greek Australian. I mean, I've had raw onion my whole life.
But dare I say it's not a whole onion with skin still on in the salad?
You'd have to say it isn't.
So
what's the difference, though? A bit of onion or the whole thing? I mean, either way, you're getting onion at the end, aren't you?
You are indeed. And I certainly hope that in 30 years' time, people will still be doing the tribute bites.
I hope so too.
Just
to keep us interested. So why is it that Polly's eating stuff, this genre of political gaffe, is so popular? Because if you look, I mean, even this week we've had Jackie Lambie trolling us. She's running again, eating a sausage. That was an unfortunate image. Bill Shorten eating a hot dog from the side. Turnbull using a knife and fork with a meat pie, which I personally respected, especially, you know, with my germ phobia. I thought that's a smart way to approach a pie.
I've Think been about known the germs to go the old knife hands. And fork.
Of course. Yeah. It's a neater way to eat, but apparently not a good idea in the public sphere.
Not so much. Look, I think as far as food eating goes in general, it's very relatable, isn't it? I mean, what's the thing that every single Australian can talk about every night with their families? It's the things that annoys you about how people eat at the dinner table.
It sounds
chewing, knives and forks. So it's really probably the most it's certainly easier than discussing tax policy.
It's relatable, isn't
it? It's relatable.
I
mean, the sideways sausage, though, I still go back to that one for Bill. It was a strange way to eat a sausage.
Was he sort of trying to show us how wonderful this sausage was? Because you can't see it quite the same way if you show it the other way around.
And anyway, I mean, this is, you know, it's been discussed at length. I don't want to add more airtime to Bill Shorten's sausage eating habits, but here we are and I'm doing it and I stand by it.
What's your favourite of Scott Morrison's sayings? My personal is he wants to give people a go who have a go. You know, the go thing.
Oh, have a go, get a go.
Get a go. I mean, I have mixed feelings about it, but it's like this, the word go I quite like and it's in it quite a lot.
Yeah. Well, I'm a bit of a traditionalist when it comes to ScoMo. I quite like the time when he was running around for 3 days in a row saying that there are better days ahead. That was his back as treasurer. It was just such a beautifully empty, vacuous saying.
Better days ahead.
Yeah. It was not even saying I'm giving you anything now. It's just, look, just trust me. It's going to get better, guys. It's going to be okay.
The only way is up. I hope the only way is up for this election campaign too, because so far a little banal.
Oh, ye of little faith, PK. Like I said, the flame is just burning slowly. We're going to turn up the heat in the coming weeks and we're going to finish with the best federal election campaign in the history of this Commonwealth.
Ever EVA.
Ever EVA.
Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
Sammy J, a.k.a. Government Coach there. His show, Countdown to Glory, is on ABC TV at 6 p.m. from May the 6th. It's the final 2 weeks of the campaign, you know, when something interesting might happen. On iView and Facebook, of course. Will you come back and tell us again what you really think?
I feel this is a safe space. I would love to.
That's the environment we create here on RN Drive.